We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mitch Tyfrager!
There you go. See, now let me tell you this. If Kevin McHale last night had simply said Miss Tessmacher, you know, he wouldn't get in any trouble. He wouldn't have to give an on-air apology. But John Ritchie, Miss Tessmacher is not what Kevin McHale said during the broadcast last night.
Yeah, we got a little peek inside the booth.
He said a naughty
came back
word.
A little early.
Yeah, a little early.
For Kevin.
Now, maybe the person sitting next to him didn't cue him and say, you're on, right?
<know. laughs>
So it can be the person, you know, the director or whomever it is sitting next to you or someone in your ear. Sometimes it can be someone else's fault.
The problem was Jimmy Butler was on the screen, and I was wondering, like, is he saying that about Jimmy? I didn't know.
Sounds like he was saying it about someone from years ago. So someone with Boston, it sounds like. But, all right, the more perspective on the game, and, of course, you can join us 888-729-9494. And whether, you know, cause for concerns. I mean, I believe it is. Sixers lose to Boston. Look, I'm as Sixered up and excited as anybody. I've been talking about it, you know, since the trade, the whole deal. I think the Sixers can get to the finals. But, you know, it was a sobering situation again last night to see the Sixers again struggle against Boston again, close again, lose at the end again. Seems to happen all the time. For more, we welcome from the Reds to Ricky Sanchez podcast, of course, our program director here at WIP. I'm Spike Eskin.
Do you have a little more doubt that they're going to beat the Warriors this morning opposed to 2 days ago?
A little
dose of reality. Maybe when you're not playing the Lakers, a little tougher.
I might tell myself to settle down a little bit. Spike, what'd you make of it last night?
It's more of the same. It's maddening. It's definitely the Celtics, but it is any team who has a deep enough roster to continually frustrate us defensively, and it is Milwaukee and it's Toronto when they're not resting everyone. It's Boston. The Boston one makes me the maddest.
Yeah, totally.
We just can't. Here's the frustrating part to me is we go in as fans going, yeah, you might have a lot of guys, but we have stars. You know, we have Joel Embiid. We have Ben Simmons, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're going to sacrifice depth for top-level talent, then when you play a team like the Celtics, who, by the way, were missing their best player,
yep,
those guys, and I am a big Joel guy. I will defend him from now until whenever, and I think Ben Simmons has done a great job in improving this year. But you can't have a game like that. And then, it's the coach's fault, or it's T.J. McConnell's fault, or it's those two guys have to be the guys that lift them up over that team. And if they're not able to do it, they're not going to get out of the East. There's the Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be really difficult this year.
Yeah.
You're going to have two rounds of teams like this. You know, if you're lucky, you get a first-round matchup that is Brooklyn, who, by the way, has her number two, but it's Brooklyn or Orlando or Miami or something like that. But then the second round is going to be Milwaukee, Boston or Toronto. And then the Eastern Conference Finals are going to be Milwaukee, Boston, yep, or Toronto. It's tough.
We've had people calling for Brett Brown's head today.
Yeah.
How can Brett Brown be better? How can he make this team look better against the Celtics?
Well, I think the one thing he could do is obviously Horford and Horford types frustrate Embiid. They are a difficult matchup for Embiid, and the rest of their guys are so versatile defensively that it, you know, makes even passing out of double teams more difficult. They're a really smart defensive team. I think the one thing that Brown could do is find better opportunities, maybe scheme Joel Embiid better opportunities to get him going early in the game. And I don't know if he hasn't done that, but that is one thing that he could do. I would take Ben Simmons almost completely off ball against the Celtics.
Really?
On the perimeter. Yeah, well, I mean, they're too smart to let Ben do what he wants to do in transition. And then when you get in the half court, It just doesn't work.
But what does Ben bring you if he's off ball?
So he's done a lot more of that lately. He's done a lot more post-up stuff. He's done a lot more cutting off ball. He's done a lot more screen setting. Just this is the advent of Jimmy Butler getting here. Ben Simmons has had to do more of that. And I think Tobias Harris is a really capable pick-and-roll ball handler.
Yep.
You could run pick-and-roll with Ben and Tobias Harris. You know, I think that they need to stop trying to force-feed that from happening, the Ben Simmons point guard half-court thing against the Celtics. It's just not going to work. It won't work until he can shoot until he can shoot 70% from the free-throw line. I just don't think it's going to work.
The argument has been made that Ben just shouldn't shoot, period. Like, because we have better shooters now, Ben should do what he does, strictly pass it. What's your take on that? Like, I feel like he needs to shoot just to keep a defense honest.
I don't think it's going to keep a defense like Boston honest unless he's making the shots. Everybody's like, I want Ben Simmons to shoot whether he's making them or not. I don't really. I want him to make them. We can't just set the bar so low
right. That
his success. He's not Markel Fultz, right? You know, it's like, oh, well, he shot it. Good job. No, and it's not going to happen this season. He this offseason, it is the only thing that matters is him being able to shoot free throws and being at least a competent jump shooter that he can't be exposed like.
So does Ben? So would you be of the opinion that he should just not shoot? Period.
I don't know. I mean, the shots he takes are those turnaround fadeaways from 15 feet. That's not a good shot anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think it's doing anything to keep the defense off. Honest,
Spike. Wow. When the Sixers play the Celtics, and they lose, and they lose close, but they lose. Other than Simmons' lack of shooting, which we were all well aware of, what are they lacking in your opinion? How does it change?
Depth. I think that everyone keeps talking about, well, they're able to exploit J.J. Redick. They're able to exploit T.J. McConnell. They're able to exploit Furkan Korkmaz. The problem is that we are putting guys on the court. The Celtics don't put guys on the court who are exploitable like that. Think about it. Every guy you saw last night, every guy could switch. Every single guy. The Sixers roster is not built that way. If they're not able to get something out of, I think that's why they played Jonathan Simmons last night. Hopefully he's a guy that is versatile enough defensively.
He has showed nothing.
He looks like a spaz to me. I can't figure out what he's good at. But
yeah.
But he theoretically could do it. Mike Scott theoretically could do it. If you're able to play James Ennis, I guess, he theoretically could do it. Remember, these are spare parts from another team, and it's going to be I don't know. They need to be deeper to beat a team.
All right, now speaking of depth, who had a bigger impact last night in the game? Because I couldn't tell watching it. Jason Tatum or Markel Fultz? Who helped?
Yeah.
Because you know what's amazing? I don't know if anyone thought of this last night. I know Fultz is gone, so in some ways, you know, here.
I don't want to think about it.
But like the Sixers could still have Butler and Harris and Simmons and Embiid and Redick and Tatum.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's
gut punch, Joe.
Well, how about this? Jeff? How about this? If they could have just if they wanted Jimmy Butler, they could have just traded that number 3 pick for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
the one that they would still have the Sacramento pick. They would still have Covington's urge. Just trade the pick for Jimmy Butler. They could have traded the pick for Kyrie Irving. They could have. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Brian Colangelo, wherever you are, all you cared about was Twitter. That's all you cared about.
And his collars.
And his collars.
So Tatum did look amazing last night.
He's pretty good.
He's had a down season thus far.
He takes some bad shots. He takes a lot of 18-footers. He takes a lot of, you know, dribble, 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 turnaround 18-footer. He was better last year than he is this year, but he did kill us in the second half.
All right. Is one last thing. Is J.J. Redick such a liability on defense that he needs to play less against a team like the Celtics?
He can't. This team, the Sixers don't operate well enough without J.J. Redick to have him. I don't know what play less is. He's got to play 30 minutes. He's got to. There have been teams. Look, Tony Parker was a bad defender. Manu Ginobili was a bad defender. Historically, there are teams, championship-level teams, that have players in there that play significant minutes that aren't good defenders, and they're able to make up for hide them on somebody else.
Think of this. The 0-1 Sixers, maybe the best defensive team we've seen the Sixers have in the last 25 years. AI was not a very good defender.
No, he took a lot of chances and gambled all the time.
He was great in the passing lanes and could get you some steals, but as far as man up, straight up defense, AI was certainly more of a minus than a plus, and that's the best defense Sixers have had in 25 years.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That is something. Now, remember, the Sixers lost their defensive coach in Lloyd Pierce. That was the guy who designed their defense, and they've definitely taken a step back this year. I think part of it is that, and part of it is the new rules, but they got to figure out a way. It's not like J.J. Redick is he's willing, you know, and he's at least moderately athletic. Like, he's not 100 years old. They should be able to hide him better than they do.
You're concerned, though.
Yeah, well, I was concerned before the game. Everybody else is throwing parties when they beat no, it's just like the Lakers gave up. The Lakers gave up. The 3 weeks ago, the Lakers gave up. And this is obviously a fun team and a good team. But just because you beat the sense out of a bad team we should have been doing all year, you know? Yeah, right. Of course I'm concerned.
Spike, appreciate it, my man.
Thanks.
Writes the Ricky Sanchez podcast with Spike.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.